Excellent. I'm going to invite the children to come forward for a message, and I'm actually going to have a slide as well, Jonathan, from the projection. So if you can put that back up. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Kai and Claire, anybody else? Or Adeline? Cool. All right. Samuel. Good morning, Samuel. Thanks for representing the guys. It's cool. Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to talk a little bit about something I grew up with. Maybe you've heard about it. It's called the food pyramid. Have any of you heard about the food pyramid? Maybe. It tells us what we should eat. Sometimes it kind of tells us what we shouldn't eat too, right? And so I've got a picture of what this food pyramid looks like. Can you guys turn around and look up there? The food pyramid. So we've got some different kinds of foods up there in that picture. What kind of foods do you see there in the bottom? You see that? It looks like that's the grain section, okay? And then right above that, you see some apples and bananas. What do we call those? Fruit. Good, Kaya. And then right next to that, we got lettuce and broccoli. Yep. Carrots. Those are vegetables. Up above that, we got dairy. Do you guys like milk? Yeah. Adeline, yeah, you like milk. And then over on the right, we got some meat, some poultry, it looks like, some protein, eggs. And then on the very top, the very tippy top, that's kind of the smallest section, that's the sweets. Popsicles, cookies, donuts. Now, which one of those categories do you really like? What's your favorite category of all those food options up there? Do you have a favorite, Samuel? What do you say, Kaya? Thank you for being honest. Kaya says popsicle. Good. Meat section. Manly meat. I agree with you. I like the meat section too. Anybody else? Favorite kind of food up there? Claire? Yeah. Well, the biggest box or category down there on the bottom is grain. All right? Grain's really important, isn't it? What are Claire, up here. Grain, we get all sorts of things in grains. We get muffins. We get bread. Do you guys like bread? Bread's really important. And so not only that bottom category, we're supposed to eat 30% of our food is supposed to be that bottom category, grain. Not only does it taste good, but it's good for us as well. All right, well, can you guys think of times in the Bible when it talks about bread? Because bread is really important in the Bible. Samuel, can you think of any time in the Bible when bread is mentioned? No? All right. Jesus had 5,000 people in front of him, and he had 5 loaves. He broke it, and he gave it to everyone. Remember that story? Do you remember the time the Israelites are out in the wilderness, and all of a sudden bread comes down in the morning? Every morning they wake up, and they have bread right there. And then when Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, Jesus says, give us this day our daily what? Bread. You know what is kind of the not so good thing about bread? Does bread ever mold? Does it go away? Yeah, it doesn't last forever. Can you eat bread and then you can live on that bread for a long time, like a month? No, it doesn't last that long, even though it's very important. So Jesus wanted to give us something even better than that. He gave himself. And you're going to hear in just a second, Jesus calls himself the bread of life. So just as bread, what Jesus was saying in that moment was, this is really important to remember. Bread is really important for us to every single day. Jesus is saying, as the bread of life, he is what is most important for our life each day when we wake up. So can we remember that today? Jesus is the bread of life. All right, thanks for coming up this morning. And we're going to read about that too in our gospel text from John chapter 6.